All right, not too long to go until Election Day now. We're talking to local candidates seeking office, including in the congressional race, the 10th Congressional District. Yesterday we talked with Republican Lisa McClain. This morning on the line with us right now is Democrat Kimberly Bison. Kimberly, good morning, and thanks for joining us.
Good morning, Paul. How are you?
I'm doing well. How's the campaign going?
The campaign's going really well. We're real busy, and I think we only have 19 days left, so we're looking forward to November 3rd.
Getting down to the home stretch. What is it that you have been hearing from voters as you have been on the virtual and real campaign trail this year?
I think the voters are really, I'm glad, they're really researching their candidates, taking the extra time. I think by having the absentee ballots, they have their ballots at home, and they're able to do that research and really kind of identify what candidate is really going to be best for them, who's going to represent District 10 or their local offices in the best possible way.
And
so I think they're doing their research, and it looks like we're going to have a really incredible turnout. So that's some good news.
Absolutely. I think people are more engaged this year than perhaps ever. What is it that you like to tell voters when they're making their decision? What do you want them to know about you?
Well, we've always been focused. I feel that we've had the right message. We have the right attitude about going into especially campaigning. We have a positive message. I've been always about focused on people and communities, regardless of your political affiliation. So I think that, and I'm also really connected with District 10. I've been all over the thumb, really kind of what are the community issues, especially with the pandemic. I'm really staying connected with the MEA and the teachers and how these rollouts are going on for our students and, their concerns, as well as, our small businesses. A lot of our, Michigan's 10th Congressional District is made up of small businesses downtown that still have empty storefronts. So when the CARES Act came down and things to get some relief, unfortunately, some of our small businesses were not able to obtain that money and since then have closed their doors. So we have a lot of work after this pandemic to really start to rebuild our area.
And it looks like there may not be any federal relief anytime soon, at least not before the election. What would you like to see Congress do to help people who have been affected by this global pandemic?
I have to say on a personal note, Paul, many people are really struggling right now, and I really feel Congress is not doing their job and the Senate. They're just not working together for the American people. And it's really unfortunate because they, they had a 3-week vacation or something, and they should have stayed down there until they met, the needs of the American people right now. I also think one of the things that myself and Team Bison had done was we created over 7,000 gift bags for our seniors in the nursing homes and assisted living. They're still in lockdown. They want to see their families. So we need to really mask up and move on to this pandemic as quickly as possible.
What other priorities? Obviously, the pandemic is going to be front and center for some time, but what other priorities would you take to Washington with you?
I think that, there's a lot of things to take. First of all, the health care is the number one issue that I hear. We have 43,000 people here in District 10 that are on the Affordable Care Act. So I have vowed to go ahead and work on both sides of the aisle to fix the ACA and to move on and find ways where we can work towards more of a universal health care solution, as well as stop Big Pharma from the extortion prices, that they're sending out to us. So I think health care is the first priority. I know that here in my own community, shoreline erosion is just this huge issue, and we're getting ready to come into winter again, and I've been kayaking down in Algonac, taking a look at those canals and the lake level. So we really need a federal representative who's aware of our community issues with the shoreline and to try to seek some money and some funds and to work with the communities in order to protect our shoreline. The whole entire District 10 is just surrounded by Lake Huron, so that's another a local issue that we really need to kind of have a representative who's aware of it, who's been working with Army Corps of Engineers and EGLE. So I think that those things immediately, we need to research and bring back home, as well as we've been working on some small business initiatives with my policy team. So we're kind of focused, like I said, again, on people and communities and working together.
It is a diverse district, District 10, isn't it?
It sure is, yes.
And what challenges have you had in campaigning during this really unusual year?
When we won the primary, we were boots on the ground as of like August 5th. So I've actually been walking now with the team. We actually split now into two teams. So we've just been hanging door hangers. We really aren't engaging, you know, with the residents when we're out boots on the ground. We're just kind of distributing literature. So I've been walking now like 5 days a week in the morning in all sorts of areas. This morning we'll be in St. Clair, downtown St. Clair. And then, interesting enough, we have two car cruising rallies. So tonight I'll be heading up to Caro area, Pigeon, actually, Michigan, to do a car rally, and then again on Saturday. So these are ways that I feel are creative to get our message out, to participate and, you know, kind of celebrate if we can, you know, our democracy. And so I'm really excited about that. You know, we do a lot of texting on our campaign, a lot of phone banking, which is a great way to talk to people. And I also do podcasts, and I reach out all the time. Every day I make like 10 phone calls to people just to see how they're doing. What are some things that they would like to see from their congressional leader?
Finally, Kimberly, as people make their selections, some have voted already. Many are still, you know, looking at their ballots, trying to determine who they want to serve in Congress. Why should they vote for Kimberly Bison for the 10th District?
Yeah, so I've been a community leader here in Lexington for 14 years. So I'm able to work with both sides and really, I'm really a hard worker at that. I really like building teams and making sure that, you know, all questions are answered. We respond right away. I think we need somebody who's transparent, who's okay to have town halls, somebody who just really is in it for people. And I think that's important. I also feel that, you know, there's so many things that need to be done, like campaign reform. And maybe that's another conversation, but we really need to make campaigning a fair playground. So in order to get that message out. But I think people are doing a great job with the research. I feel that I'm the right candidate that they're going to send to D.C.
Kimberly Bison, appreciate your time. Good luck on Election Day.
Thank you. All right. Thank you. Have a great day, Paul.
You too. Bye-bye.